Welcome back to Cafe Chisme.
I know, is it weird that I missed like the old, intro?
Welcome to Cafe Chisme. I'm Ivan and I'm here with
Myra,
Becky,
and Franco. That's it?
Cool.
I'm on a health journey here, so I'm just...
You're doing better than me. Congrats. There we go.
I know, I've just been drinking water when we go out because I got like sweet tea, but it was too sweet. Every time we go somewhere and I order it, it's just been too sweet.
Have you tried on sweet tea? Mm-hmm. Have you tried on sweet?
Yeah, it's too unsweet. I need a happy medium.
You guys, since the last episode, I've dropped at least 10 pounds.
Same.
Guys.
I'm going to be like that.
I'm so sorry
for you guys. I'm disappearing.
That went dope.
That's awesome.
Slowly but surely moving in the right direction. It's been good. So hard this week. I've been like an office environment, and they have like all these free stuff. I keep telling him like there's this whole bowl of Hershey's, like those little nuggets, and it's always full.
Right here, I'm gonna show you this picture that she sent me. So right here, expect the picture.
But I told them, I was like, look, I'm not kidding. Look at this and look at all these drinks. And like they have like the Starbucks commercial machines. So you can get any, like practically any Starbucks drink from it.
Man.
And it's just like automatic. Temptation. Yes. Temptation after temptation.
Donuts, muffin.
Bro, okay, but tell me this. Why is she focusing on this bowl of chocolates when right next to it there's a bowl of like apples, oranges, right?
Because you have the peel of orange.
This is what I told her. So you have artificial candy and you got nature's candy. Choose nature's candy.
So yeah. It's because I love milk chocolate. Yeah. So it's just like the cravings sometimes come strong. But I've been good. I haven't dipped into the container.
Could have easily my work too. It's like they've been bringing like donuts, they've been like bringing like all sorts of potlucks. Like it's hard because like you'll walk around and it's like, man, that looks good, but I'm like, nope, I'm good. So I go buy a salad from the little cafe that they have and I'm just eating. Yeah,
eating your salad.
I know.
That's good. Like
it's tough.
Yeah, it is. I think the craziest thing about this journey, our health journey this time, is I don't crave burgers. Like, I'm not craving burgers. That's like my favorite food. Like, I've told you this, like, every time we started a health journey or, like, some sort of change in our diet, I'd be like, I'm craving a burger. Like, I want a burger so bad. But this time around, it's like, no, I'm good.
Yeah. Need to hit up, even if you do crave it, hit up Spiral. They have their, quinoa, cashew, and I don't know what type of patty.
It's like a vegan patty.
We got some frozen patties that are also vegan, and it's like, of course, it's not the same.
Different,
it's
but
it's still like
it was enough to like curb the craving. I think.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
What's helped me is that for some reason, like I don't crave fast food anymore.
That's awesome.
At all. Like the kids are like, I want Chick-fil-A or I want this and that, and I'm just like, I will get something else or I want to eat here at home. Like,
yeah.
I just haven't craved a Coke.
Those Cokes especially, I've noticed, like, you've cut back a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yay.
It's like,
and her family is notorious for like, drinking Coke. Like,
her family
I'm talking
too,
about like every day. Like, I don't know how many cans of Coke, and I'm like,
that's a lot.
Man, you know, when you start young, you go to grandma's house, and it's like the adults have coffee. Like, at one of my grandma's, we had coffee, like, as a kid. And at my other grandma's, it was like they had coffee, and you had a Mexican Coke with your pastry or whatever. And so, I mean,
it's just, yeah.
It's just.
So really badass grandma's.
Yeah.
Like, when you're little, and they give you coffee and Coke, you're like, Let's go.
Yes.
I think it's also like once you have one, it's never enough. Like then it's like the sugar rush, the caffeine.
Yep.
It's
you
like
want more.
One isn't enough, then two before you know it, you're having three a day or something. That's what I always notice with people. Like it's just so easy to build up and then hard to like get off of it. Kind of like coffee.
Yeah.
Kind of like cigarettes.
Yeah, that's what I know.
if you cold turkey, like, stop drinking Coke, like, you can feel the effects of it, like, mm-hmm. headaches. Like, you'll, like, it's like, oh, man, I want Coke.
Yeah.
Well, lately, that hasn't happened to me. I used to get headaches. Like, every time I'm like, okay, no more coffee, no more Coke. I used to get headaches. And then I was like, I just need to drink a little bit of it to, like,
yeah.
just start less and less instead of just, like, cold turkey. But this last time, I didn't. But I did notice that while I wasn't drinking it, I was drinking a lot of water. And so before I wasn't, I was just stopping the caffeine and I would get my headaches. But
yeah,
it's helped.
Good.
It's good. I got nothing else. H2O.
It's not quoting movies.
Friday. I don't know why, but that always reminds me of that one Netflix series with what's his name? He travels around different countries, like exploring like superfoods and like.
Oh,
where's the one he went to Iceland, right?
To go, like it was this whole water.
Yeah, it was like actual natural water that you could just actual drink. Water, just, like
yeah.
Nice. Well, I forgot what the name of it.
It's not Anthony.
Zac Efron. Someone else.
I would say it's not Anthony Bourdain because he did the whole thing a long time ago. Yeah. R.I.P.
But... It's pretty cool. That show is pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Speaking of going to different countries, how are you guys feeling? You guys got Argentina coming up.
Anxious.
Yeah.
Argentina.
He's been very anxious. I am ready for it.
I'm anxious.
Some time away.
Yeah.
I'm anxious.
It's coming up quick.
Yeah, you know.
A couple weeks.
Do you have an itinerary or you're just like, we're just going to go explore and...
Well, since this is going to be more like spending time with family, I'm going to get to meet a lot of people.
That's awesome.
And, you know, he'll get to see a lot of people. So I think it'll just be more of that. We'll do stuff around there, but we're thinking in the future, go back again.
Yeah.
And then explore. All over. Right. There's so much to do over there from what I can tell.
Thankfully, we'll be there for 2 weeks or just about 2 weeks. So I think it'll be good time to like meet family again, hang out with cousins, aunts, uncles that I haven't seen in, you know, 20 plus years. And I'm sure we'll have our afternoons to ourselves where we'll go and explore and walk around. So
yeah, it's going to be pretty cool.
But yeah, we definitely are going to go back and do our thing next time.
So we're not like going with like any plans. Like we're just like the main plan is just
get there
to hang out with the family.
Yeah.
Get there.
Yeah.
Plan numero uno, get there.
That's exciting.
But yeah, now I hate that we missed each other. Like on the trip.
It's okay, dude.
Yeah.
It's okay. It happens. Y'all are going on a trip since what, like 2 years now?
Yeah, it's been 2 years.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm ready for the beach. The kids are ready for the beach. Like, they've been asking, every freaking day, like, beach? Yeah. You going to the beach?
Yes.
They'll ask you in Spanish?
Yes.
Playa.
The playa, yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, and then what else? Like, whenever I'm going to, going to work?
He's like, why are you going again to work, Dad? Like, you want to go to the beach, that's why.
Oh, my God.
Okay, bye, Daddy.
And then they'll, like, try on their beach clothes already.
All the time. They just want to wear it.
Take off their pajamas in the morning and they'll put their beach clothes.
Just making sure. Yes, bro, that's it. Got to make sure my summer bod is still good.
Your passports came in.
Our passports came in early.
Good.
Man, like, they came in within, like, less than 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Nice.
So we almost paid, like, the
expedited. I was like, absolutely not. We're not doing it.
Yeah, here just so we basically got it expedited free of charge. So got here quick.
Nice.
Yeah, the kids' pictures turned out good. Like, now it's different. The passport's different, too.
It's like the plastic card. Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
I saw hers because she got hers after the name change, right? Mm-hmm. And instead of being like, you know, flippy floppy papers, it's like the actual plastic card. And I was like, whoa, that's cool.
Yeah.
I don't know if Argentina's going to do that. I have to renew my passport next year for under Argentina's passport stuff.
Right? Are y'all flying directly to Argentina?
No, there are no direct flights anymore. There used to be, but not anymore. I want to say in 22 there was flights, 23 there was flights, and I think this year they canceled them. Direct flights. So we have to do
Brazil.
Yeah, yeah, so we're going around from DFW to Miami to Bogota, Colombia to Sao Paulo, Brazil to Mendoza. What? So it's like a big hike. It's pretty cool though. It's like a.
Do y'all need a visa since y'all are going to be stopping in Brazil?
No, because Brazil, you're just passing through.
Oh, okay.
You're not like,
unless you're getting off.
Right, right. Okay. Since we're in transit, we shouldn't need a visa. And I haven't found anything that says that we need to get a visa. So,
yeah.
But oh, yeah, yeah, going to Italy and everywhere in the Europe.
We will need a visa.
Yeah. Yeah. I looked online, but I don't know if it's outdated, but it said that the passport should work fine unless you're staying more than. Is it 90 or 180 days or something like that? Like, but I also read somewhere where they do want you to get a visa.
Yeah.
I will probably get one just to be on the safe side.
I was going
to
say, as far as I've known, it's like $12. Don't
worry. It's going to be pretty easy to get. Yeah.
And it should last you for like 3 years.
Yeah.
From what I read. So don't quote me. If I'm wrong, sorry.
Yeah, hey guys, we need to start.
Tell us what we do.
We need to start practicing our Italian.
Oh, gosh.
A rip a dirky.
A little dirt.
Let's just have some wine and it'll naturally come out of
like, I know what I need to know. Vino, please.
Like, I will say,
give me some vino.
Like, when I travel, I was able to understand everything by reading it because I speak Spanish. So, you'll be able to, understand the signs and everything. You can, with people, if they slow down when they're speaking, you can pretty much, catch the conversation. So.
Yeah, it won't be like whenever I went to Paris and I looked up how to say something and I said it, they understood, and then I didn't know what the hell they said back.
And you're like, huh?
Give me whatever that means. That's what you're gonna eat, whatever it is.
No, that should be fun. That's gonna be our first trip without kids. Long trip without kids.
Yeah. The last time we did it was maybe 3 or 4 days, and this one's gonna be a whole week.
Yeah. So it should be fun, especially
so nice. Yeah, we need to plan that. But I think for us, it's just because of everything that's going on right now, with our home, with the Argentina trip, just kind of waiting for that to pass over, and then and then we're gonna be set to go.
Nice.
Yeah. So we'll hit you up in April, late April.
Yeah.
I might hit you up in May, bro. Don't expect me to talk to you about Italy until May. I'm gonna be honest with you. Because then you're going to Atlanta after we come back.
Yeah.
And then then it's going to be May. So. Mm.
True.
April's going to be
busy.
Very busy.
I don't exist in April. I've already told everybody. I don't exist in April. The first week of April. Well, shoot. I go to Colorado next week, come back, I'm here for a week, then we go to Oklahoma for a week, come back, then we go to Argentina for 2 weeks, come back, you go to Georgia.
And now we're trying to do Fredericksburg.
We
should go the weekend before my birthday.
We want to be in the hot air balloons. We want to have a great time. We got to make sure we pick our wine before we get to Italy.
June is my birthday. So
June 16th, we saw something once. House of the Dragon coming back.
Oh my gosh. Yes. I'm so excited. The trailers came out yesterday for season 2. I told him the day before, I'm going to go put on my House of the Dragon banners. I'm going to blow up my dragon. I'm going to be the most on the street on our neighborhood.
The other day during bulk, I could have sworn somebody made a chair, the throne, and they left it out in bulk. It looked like they had made it.
They did.
But it looked, but it was the chair, right? It was whoa. It was huge.
Just some major fans Halloween out there. Yeah.
It's
a good series. It's an interesting series. I've never read the books.
We started 2 episodes and then we kind of fell off. And then before we knew it, it was how many seasons? And if it's more than 2 seasons, I can't start it.
Except for Jersey Shore.
Yeah, those are light.
Sammy's back.
So, yeah, those are light. I can do those.
Sammy.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Sponsor of Cafe Season. Just kidding.
So we took a recent trip. Worked out great for us, Myra.
It did.
So we went shopping together. How was that experience, everybody?
Was it better than when you have to go with just us?
It was pretty cool hanging out with Franco.
It was interesting, like having to be the, I don't want to say babysitter, but essentially taking care of the kids, having to be the one watching the kids, babysitter? As opposed to the one.
I'm a babysitter.
No, because babysitters get paid.
Facts.
Watching the kids, it's different.
Yeah.
But I think it was interesting just, you know, being there, doing that for like hours.
I thought it was funny that you and I were around them and they're like, oh, shoes and like clothes and we're over here with the kids.
Well, it was good, man. I think overall, like, I'm glad y'all had some time to look at stuff. I know you've been wanting to look at stuff.
Yeah.
And every time you go with me, I probably have a face on that says, like, get me out of here. So
yes.
You were able to get away from that face.
Yeah. He'll do good for like a good like 20 minutes. And after that, we're like, no.
Yeah.
But I want to go somewhere, but he wants to go with me. So of course I invite you.
Of course.
Well, yeah.
But then it's like, you know how I am. So why are you there when you had the option to go at home?
You could have stayed home.
You don't have to worry about kids. That's but...
record we ate before.
Oh, for sure. We would have never made
it. Well, I was hangry there.
I'm hangry, Ivan.
I was hangry there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
we already know, like, the book. Like, we already know the tricks in the book. Like, feed you, like, butter you up. Sometimes I, like, tell him, oh, you can buy yourself something. Whatever I need to do to bribe him.
Yeah.
Or I promise him, like, we'll eat when we leave the house, and I promise we're going to eat soon after. So, like with me.
Let's talk about the poor lady that was dragging the whole table set with the stools and she dropped it.
Bruh.
Poor lady.
Oh, man.
I was like, are you really going to care? Are you going to have help?
Bless her soul, her heart, her entire family. Because that lady worked her butt off to get that table from that corner. Just like 10 steps, and then she was like, I'm sorry, dropped it. We're like, we got this, don't worry, we got this. So me and my man took it to the counter, they checked it, removed it back.
I was trying to see if she was trying to get us to do it, because you know what I mean?
She was. I don't think she was. And then
we kind of stepped up,
and she was like, oh, thank you. We're like, no.
Oh, thank God.
Bro, but let me tell you, the best part, where do we put that table?
I was about to say that. I'm like,
yeah, that was.
We were like, if it wasn't for y'all, like, we were like, well, how are we gonna get this home? Like, we just got a table and.
Legit, do not think it would fit.
That's okay. Like, it's okay,
but
it worked out.
A lot of people don't think I can make.
But we didn't think this trip through. We just went and just shopped.
Yeah, we didn't think we were gonna find something this big, you know.
Trust me, I'll put a 75-inch TV in that car. We're good.
And then we found those chairs, and you put them together. That was tough.
2 days ago? 2 nights ago?
Yeah.
They were hard to put together?
Yeah, because it was all in.
Hell yeah.
I mean, it's not a lot of parts, but it was difficult because of, like, seat was divided into three pieces, and, like, the metal doesn't align exactly. Like, you have to, like, force the metal in and the screws. They're very sturdy now. They're great. Yeah. But it was like the assembly is like, I told them, I don't know how you did the first one by yourself. Like, I went and helped you with the second one.
I took my time.
And I had to put like my whole body weight on it just to like get it to. And I was just like holding it. I was like, hurry up, screw it in.
Like, you know how people like contortion?
The chair. The patio chair.
Arr, okay. That's what we're calling it. Okay.
That's not water. That's not
water. It's clear, but I don't think it's water.
Is agua bendita?
Oh my goodness. No, but yeah, it was tough, man. Like,
but it was literally saying that because it was just a thing. But It was all worth it in the end. You had a nice, like, cushion. They're really nice. Like, I like that. I thought about going back to get the other two, but I was like, eh.
He's like, I'm not assembling it.
He's like, the fuck,
Wait till they put it on the display.
I think that's why they didn't. I think that's why they didn't put them together, because they were, like, so hard to put together.
It was hard.
So they're just like, nope, someone wants to buy them. Just take home.
How many boxes?
You know what? It makes sense, because those were on display before. Yeah. Maybe not that box, right? Yeah. But they did have that on display before.
Oh, yeah, no.
I think they only had one box left.
Yeah.
Did. One box.
And it has two chairs in there.
And then we saw it, dude. Like, we paid, like, $200 for it.
They're on Target right now on sale for, like,
$280
on sale right now.
On sale. So, like original major price was $400.
And they have, like, a love seat that goes with it. That's like
$280 right now.
Yeah,
dang.
So yeah, it's a nice little
scene. It's a good deal.
Like,
we don't need it.
No, we just wanted something, because we've been saying, "Oh, it'd be so nice to drink our coffee outside in the front and just watch people watch."
Yeah, we didn't drink coffee yesterday, but we had our breakfast.
Yeah,
out there.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that's cool.
We had a little parfait.
Yeah,
and she just needs a little table now to, like, set drinks and stuff.
Yeah,
we're just gonna have to go again.
That's right.
Yeah. When is it?
Look, they didn't have it.
So I just want to say some things that I observed was from my experience before, when I would ask you to come with me to that same place that I asked you to go with me before, like, you were just not there for it.
No.
But you stuck through.
You did.
But this time, when Yvonne and Myra were there, all of a sudden, you, like, a whole new person.
All right.
And Yvonne took a slide. Really?
Hold up.
Yes, sir.
I'm about to spill the beans.
Yeah.
I'm about to spill the beans.
Spill the beans.
We're eating breakfast. Myra and Vicky decided to walk away. I get a text message. Hey, babe, do you want to go to Myra and I want to go to AW Outlet? Okay. That was the first message. Second message. Can you convince Ivan to go with us?
I was already in.
I got that message. And that's when I was like, yo, bro, what do you think of AW Outlet? And you were like, I like it. I'm like, you want to go? You're like,
does it really? I told you before. Oh,
yeah. Like, okay. On the way there,
yeah, let's,
like,
make him happy. Yeah.
Well, we were going to go eat at Press Cafe. Uh-huh. And then I was like, why don't we go to First Watch? Because I wanted to go to AW after, but I hadn't told him yet. Uh-huh. And then as we were going, I'm like, oh, there's AW. We should go after. And he was like, okay.
I think I found stuff.
Yeah, that's the only thing there about him going. I'm like, yes, he's going to go with me. But then he always finds something, and the trip gets more expensive.
Well, okay, but
discount price.
Well, yeah, it's still a good price. That's, but it's still,
it gets expensive, but a discount
price. But it's a discount.
At 50%, okay? I was going to say, I typically get, like, one or two things, because I got to make the trip worthwhile, right?
It just depends. Like, that's a place where, like, you may not find something.
Yeah,
or you may. By the way, I misunderstood the return policy. So, I don't know if y'all know, so, like, I went to return something, because I didn't get to try, like, anything. So, I was like, I was like, here, I'm returning this. And they told me, yeah, they'll give me store credit, but you got to shop right then and there for your store credit.
Yes.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, I was not planning this. So, like, so if you want to return now, I don't know if someone else would do something different, like, give. But she had no way of, like, holding the store credit day, you know what I mean? If I return the thing, she had no way. So she was like, you have to shop. She was like, what you have to do is shop for, like, other items. And if it's more than what, you know, we owe you back, then you pay the difference. If it's less, you basically miss out on the difference.
So you have to, like, spend.
That's what I understood. So I'm wondering, was planning to ask someone different next time I'm up there.
Yeah,
but yeah, because they don't have it written anywhere, like, on the receipt or anything.
Yeah,
it's like, you know, it's whatever.
Well, I know they tell you whenever you're paying, and they're like, oh, this cell is final or whatever.
Yeah, but
the lady did tell us, because she dropped that shit. Jeez, poor lady. She was with the dollar too.
Oh,
She goes, if it's broken, I'll give you 30 days to come return. I was like, okay.
Yeah, she says, if anything's broken, bring it back. We'll switch it.
Because I think, had she not dropped it, I don't think it would have had the 30-day, because I think that was the last one, right?
Wait, I think everything is 30 days. Oh, but, but I think you have to, but it's, yeah, I just store credit is what I thought. Because before,
I had old enough, good.
Yeah. Before I had asked them because they had the fitting room, but they were blocked. That they had boxes in front of them.
Yeah.
And the lady was like, no, we stopped it because people were stealing a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And then so, like, it was no way to put it back. And those stores usually don't have, like, an exchange policy. Like, it's like, once you buy it, that's it. So I was, like, very careful. Like, if I really wanted something and thought that would fit me, I was like, okay, I'm going to buy it. But there was, like, jeans, and I'm like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. They were different brands that I've never tried before. So luckily, one day I asked somebody else when I was there. I'm like, so yeah, don't have a fitting room. We're ever going to get a fitting room back? And they were like, oh, you can use the one over there. And so I had never seen that one right in the front. And so now I know that it's there and I can try it on. But I guess different people will tell you different things.
Yeah, I think it depends on the day. Because when I had to do my exchange, I was like, I told her, look, the issue is I didn't get to try this stuff on. Like, and they're different brands. So, like, for me, it's hard to tell, like, this size, I got the same size and these different brands and they all fit different. So I was like, I don't want to have to, like, go back home, try it on, come back. Like, that's too much. So she did. Like, she let me go try it on. I feel like maybe they just need someone to, like, be there, like, monitoring,
organize it,
but they just leave it, like, you know they're you know, it's only what, like, two people working the whole store, so so let me know if they tell you anything different.
I will. And I did not even think they had to spend it right then and there, because when I had bought something, I didn't have my receipt. And I was like, is there any way to return it? I was like, I cannot find this receipt. And you know how you have, like, the rewards or whatever? They were able to look it up.
That's cool.
The rewards and stuff. So that was helpful.
Yeah, but they won't be able to look up your return since you signed me up.
Oh, yeah. For some reason, I thought, and I was like, I could have sworn I had, like, $10 off because I gave them his number, but he'd been giving my number the whole time. I missed out on the
She racked up, like, two $10 off, and then she goes, I get a text message in the middle of the thing. It's like, welcome to AW Outlet membership program. I'm like, oh,
was it me?
I do it all the time. Like, download this app. So I can, by the first purchase is like $10 off. He hates those emails.
It's wife spam.
It's me as spam. All I know is that lady lied on her application. Like, there's no way she
lost 50 pounds,
and she
It was a fun experience for me, though. For us,
I had a great time.
We were there, what, like 2-3 hours, maybe?
I didn't feel like it was that long.
I know y'all didn't.
I feel like I got 25 minutes max.
Must be nice. Must be nice. You know?
Maybe an hour, but not that long.
We're on a scavenger hunt trying to find
their boxing glove. Look for the white boxing glove.
Had one box of white box.
I will give props to y'all. Y'all were handling Mila when we got Christian.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
We're good though.
Well, I think too, something I realized is when you're deprived of having, like, the ability to take your sweet time when you're shopping and looking, you feel like the one time you get it, you're trying to cram all those times before that you didn't have. So that's, I think that's why for women, it feels like it's never enough time. Because we don't get that consistent, like I remember when I was younger and I could spend hours in the store. No, like, think about when you used to go to the mall when you were younger. Like, you could be there all day, you know?
I don't think about that.
But focus. But as adults, like, adulting world, you just don't get that kind of time at the store.
Yeah, mine's like, I guess all or nothing. Like, if I'm not going to be able to see, like, the dresses and, like, see them all or whatever, or the clothes, it's just, like, so much. Right. If I'm not even able to, it's like all or nothing. Like, then I don't even want to bother with it. Or sometimes I just, like, go through and if anything sticks out that catches my eye out, I will, but I won't, like, go through everything and, like, really look at it.
For me, there has to be a high probability that I'm gonna buy something, because if I go somewhere and I'm like, like I feel like, yeah, like, it's like, why am I
here? But you always find something.
No, I'm saying that's why I go.
And at Target,
that's my point. To find like, something. That's why I go.
At Target, he always
even
comes
if
out
it's
with something
small. But, like, I don't like going somewhere, like, and then, like, not getting an
when we were dating, he would go with me shopping, yeah. and then I would try on all this clothes, and then, like, nothing fit right. Like, I didn't like it, and then he's like, we're really leaving after all these hours with nothing, and, like...
We would legit spend, like, 2-3 hours at a store. She would, like, try on all these, she would walk, like, with these, like, things of clothes, like, into dressing rooms. She would come out, oh, look at this one. Look at this one, and I'm like, okay, are you, you like it? Are you gonna get it?
No.
She puts it over there. So then she has these maybe clothes, like, to buy.
Do you know that in the closets for the women, they have, like, a maybe, like, must-haves?
Inside the dressing room. It makes it
even more interesting in there.
End of it all. It's like she has all these clothes, like, nah, I'm good. Like, I was, well, we can come back another day. I'm like, the fuck, no, we're not coming
I've
back.
I've done that before, I mean, too. Still married, you know?
I guess it wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
Would I do it again?
I like that. So,
would I do it again soon, or would you rather watch the kids here and me and Vicky go together?
Yeah, which I prefer.
I don't have the experience of being here with the kids. Yeah. I have the experience of being out with the kids.
Yeah.
I don't have the experience of being here with the kids and while y'all are out. So
it's mayhem.
It's a first time.
Here? It's mayhem? Yeah. Bro, we just put them out there and just jump, bro.
Yeah. Just jump. Trampoline or upstairs in the playroom.
Just jump.
Yeah, just put them upstairs. And
like, what's important is you won't be alone.
I know. I think that makes it even better.
Like, yeah, we'll get our sippy cups. We'll give them their sippy cups. We're good, bro.
We should give it a try.
And then I got another day. We'll watch the kids and y'all go out.
Let us know. What are your thoughts about watching kids
while the lady shop?
Yeah, while the lady shop, or vice versa, right?
Nice. Yeah, I definitely want to hear what people have to say. Depending on the kids.
You're getting roped into it because there are kids. There are problems. There are problems. We're like,
but
we're
going to have to watch these kids. We love them. That's the thing. It's like, I think one thing that I learned during that experience was like, yeah, I'm going to be a good dad. Like, I say that like with a little bit of arrogance, but in reality, I feel very confident because not only like with teaching, but like every one of our friends' kids, like, I'm good with them. So hopefully, fingers crossed, knock on wood, that our kids I can handle. If not, like, God punish me because for some reason, give me the.
I think it's helpful like that y'all went because around us, like, we probably would have lasted 30 minutes and we would have been gone. Like,
no, he would have been too much.
Both of us would have gone to the car probably. Yeah, he probably would have been like, I'm going to the car.
I'm out of here.
Yeah, but this is too much. And so, like, they always say kids will act better with other people than they do their parents. Yeah. And it's true. Like,
they would have with you. Because I hadn't been there for a minute. And we were like, I'm sitting here with my turn to go look at shirts. And after we had gone through her section, and she was like, I'm ready to leave. And I was like, okay, that's fine. I was like, except for I'm not ready to leave. And I had a full blown out conversation with her. And she's like, well, yeah, I'm done. I'm ready to go. And I was like, well, it's not fair, Mila. You know, I took all this time and waited for you to look at your stuff. What about my turn? She's like, oh, okay, we'll do your turn too. I was like, simple. You just talk to them, you know?
And then with Christian, he found a friend. He made a friend
on soccer ball and everyone. Just came up, soccer ball.
Christian went and kicked it, and they just kind of started playing around the store.
Playing.
Thankfully, nobody kicked us out. Thankfully, they didn't break anything.
I feel like they're so chill there.
I'm like, please, you know, get your kids.
Please get your kids. Thank you.
Like, if you were at Ross, that would not have fun.
How many times are you at Ross? Like, I noticed, gosh, I don't know what it is.
I did not see that kid's parents.
They were
nowhere near.
She told him at one point, she was like, come on. That was the only time that I saw him again later by himself.
Yeah, it was chill. I mean,
yeah, he was a good kid.
He was there for a couple hours. So.
Yeah. All right. He's like, I found myself a friend, too.
To the toy section.
Yeah.
See if anyone goes there.
Yeah, it was fun. Shopping experiences. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I found it like it was more fun with friends because all of a sudden, like, I don't know, the shopping experience was just so different. You seemed excited to be there.
You know what we need to try?
It's true.
So we need to get a couple of mimosas under our belt before we go to A&W. I want to try that.
Listen, there are places you can shop and they give you drinks while you're just chilling around.
Yeah.
Like when you go ring shopping, they'll give you. Yeah. You go diamond shopping, they'll give you drinks all day
but
long.
There's some stores Brighton, you know, like the Brighton jewelry store. Like, there's there'll be some places that'll just be like, here, you can have this.
Some mimosa. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Make you stick around a little bit longer.
Heck yeah.
You know how much money we would spend if they had it there? Yeah. It'd be there even longer, all day.
Yeah.
Well, the only place that I've known that serves the Fernet and Coke is where we went that one time. Speakeasy.
Yeah, Wishbone and Flint.
Oh, that was
Wishbone and Flint. Wishbone and Flint.
But Fluckers did it for you.
No way.
Yes, he did. Remember they brought it out to you in a shot because he was like, I just want Fernet, and then...
No, that was Jack and Coke.
No, it was Fernet, and they brought it out, and then you were like... It was! Okay. Okay,
What are we betting?
If you know Pluckers, let us know.
He asked for it, and he just wanted Fernet, and so they brought it to him, and he was like in a shot. And then the lady, he was like, "This is not what I wanted," and she was like confused because I'm like, "They're not going to give you a glass of Fernet."
I was like, "I want this, but like an actual drink." With more in it.
Tell me what ice.
Just like pour that the same amount to drink. Put some ice in it and just tossed it in there. It looked like it just got wet a little bit.
And I got confused because then later he was just like, okay, just give me a Jack and Coke. And so then they took that back, but they did have it.
Okay.
So we'll see.
I'll ask my buddy.
Isn't he a manager?
He's a
regional or
second, like assistant manager at Pluckers in Dallas somewhere. So I'll hit him up.
So what's the bet? We didn't hear about the bet.
Don't worry about the bet. There's no bet. Whiskey cake also has Fernet.
Really? Yep. What's whiskey cake?
It's just a restaurant.
Oh, okay. And
some good food.
It's a good restaurant out there in I know the one.
When you say like it's like
it would be like southern. More southern eatery. Yeah.
That's a good way to put it.
Southern type food. Southern style. Good
drinks.
We definitely hit our mark on the time.
All right.
So thank you guys.
Until next time.